Welcome, people. This is Solo Man. Yeah, this is Friday night, so I've had a couple of beers. So what? What are you gonna do? Ground me? Sometimes it's nice to listen to videos where these guys are on there and they haven't got a great microphone or anything. They don't have the panache of doing all the thumbnails or whatever. But they do have feeling and heart. And the reason they're here is because they're so damn pissed off. They just want to get it out and talk about it. Because let's face it, men are pretty well persecuted today. But it's a damn good outlet for the man to get it off his chest. And then he'll find that he's certainly not alone. Yes, in today's world, the man is just nothing really, and the femon is the important one. But in reality, of course, they really don't produce anything at all, except they have a baby. The man is the mover and the shaker, in reality, of course. And it must be a strange world these femons live in, this fantasy world of theirs. Because they get woken up in the morning by an alarm clock made by a man and invented by a man, or their iPhone, which was made by a man and invented by a man. They go grab a coffee and the hot water is produced by electricity, which was invented by a man. If they live in an apartment block, they get a lift down to the ground floor, and the lift was invented by a man and installed by the man. Hell, the place she's probably living in was built and then invented by the man again. And then she goes out and maybe she grabs a taxi to go to work. Of course, she gets taxi is a car which was invented by the man. The sidewalk she's walking on was invented and probably built by the man. And then she gets to work and the business is probably run and invented by the man. And then maybe she'll have to go and take a dump. Of course, femons don't really do that, but let's pretend she does. She goes into a toilet or washroom that was invented by the man, and the man will get rid of her waste, of course. Because the man invented and built the city she's living in, and yet she thinks she owns all of that. And yet she can talk to the man as if he's something stuck on the bottom of her shoe that was probably invented by the man. So really, what delusional world are the femons really living in? Just take 1 year of a femon and 1 year of a man and what they produce in that year. And we're not talking hot air here. And I think we know what the answer is to that. Of course, femons love to go away on holiday in an airplane, which was invented by a man. And of course, guys, I really don't have to go on. It's always the man. The femons are kind of like hijackers, freeloaders. And of course, we all know as real men how selfish and self-centered femons are. Maybe men should be that way too and say, excuse me, femon, but to use what we invented, you have to give us some money. You can bet your bottom dollar if it was the other way around, they would be doing that. Just an idea, guys, on, say, 3 pints. You take it easy now.